up at bat here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, we have the lovely Allie Breen. Hey, Allie. Wait a minute. I can't hear you there. What's going on with that microphone? Allie, you there?
Oh, for God's sake.
There's two people are dating, and one's dating somebody else.
Yeah.
Should they kill each other?
Should they kill each other or just go watch Netflix and chill?
Now, can we do-si-do with Allie yet? Have we figured
out?
You'd want to be the squirrel.
Can you guys hear me now?
There we go.
Hi, Allie.
Okay. Hi, guys.
How was your vacation?
It's great. I'm on it until tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Where are you?
Where are you?
In Cabo, my favorite place.
Oh, you go there a lot.
I know.
No,
one of my best friends. It's her favorite place to go. And whenever she sells real estate, she's like a high-end real estate broker. She always treats herself to a vacation.
Nice.
So
you're not with your boyfriend. You're with her again.
No, exactly.
Okay.
I'm talking to him every night, though.
Okay.
Because he was upset the last time you went on vacation, wasn't he?
Yes.
Does FaceTime work in Mexico? Can you?
It does work, but he doesn't have an iPhone.
Oh, what's he using?
What is he?
The Galaxy Android? Or something. Oh,
okay.
So we can't.
So you can't do any kind of.
You can get the Skype app.
You can't show him your tan lines.
You can WhatsApp.
Yeah,
we do WhatsApp exactly.
Yeah.
We'll.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
Mostly text, though.
Oh, but you if necessary, you could show him, oh, I got so sunburned, and then little side. Never mind. Apparently, this is going nowhere.
I showed Tom some of your tennis skills. You were doing great. You're quite the tennis player.
Well, the video I saw was primarily, she was like the ball boy, pretty much. Are we having the Mexican radio line.
The Mexican telephone company. Hello, yeah. Can I help you?
We were just talking to Allie, our friend. I don't know what.
Yes, let me try that number again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Please hold.
Okay, well, while we wait.
Are you still there?
Can we do this request?
Yes.
I told you to hold.
Yeah, no, I am, yeah.
Since it was so terrifying.
Is that?
So while we wait, this is his favorite.
I think I'm back.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Thank you for holding.
This is just awful.
I know.
I can't wait for it to cut out again. This is going to be great.
Allie, we'll take some of the tennis videos and post them. And I hope you don't get too sunburned because you are very lightly complected or light complected, whatever
just
the phrase complected. Would be.
Yeah.
No, I'm wearing like Manite style sunscreen. Yeah.
We actually posted a photograph of one of my little girls with her face completely covered in white because we were at the pool over the weekend.
You know, they make sunscreen that kind of works that you don't have to do that.
If you really want it to work, you got to have the thick stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And by the way, those pills that were supposedly sunscreen, those are the FDA announced last week, those don't work. So if you're a sunburn guy like me, don't count on that.
Oh.
Allie, let's try to get a letter in before the phone hangs up again, shall we?
Perfect. I'm ready to go.
All right.
Dear Allie, on a recent trip to Dubai, I found out you can get ED drugs from the pharmacy without a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a package and started using them without telling my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say they work as advertised. Now she expects me to perform at that level all the time. What do I tell her? I only have 2 pills left.
Tell her. Just tell her.
Tell her. And you're going to have to find a doctor
can't
to
you
prescribe
just get a,
for you.
Can't you just get a prescription for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it can't be hard, right?
Well, it can be, apparently.
Or is he really young and he really doesn't need them?
I don't understand. If you don't need them and you take them, what's the point? Does something else happen that I don't know about?
No, I think it just makes it rock.
Okay.
Okay.
He can rock it longer, so to speak.
Yeah, he should. He could talk to her and just say, hey, I got these. It's not because I needed them per se. I was curious, and now they seem to be working out.
Now, are there side effects if you take them for a long period of time, or can you take them when you don't need them?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
That's why he probably should talk to a physician and find out. I mean, if you're buying stuff just at random, I mean, hey, yeah, there's a lot of things you might want to take on a regular basis that make you feel great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Xanax.
And then you go off of it and start having seizures.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would talk to a doctor. I don't know. That'd be my advice. Chick, your thoughts?
Hmm?
What do you think, doctor?
I don't have any.
No thoughts? Okay.
No matter what he, whatever
Jessica,
makes
you're
him
a,
happy.
Jessica, you're a healthy young woman. Your thoughts?
I would like to know. Just be honest with your girl, and she'll appreciate it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why wouldn't he tell her? I don't understand why he wouldn't have told her.
He might be worried that she'll go, oh, I don't turn you on enough to get fully.
Do women really think that?
Some.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess try the truth on this one and go to a physician. I have no idea if there are any
But keep
problems.
The car running just in case. I think that goes.
And then you can break up. No.
Okay. Your thoughts, Allie?
No,
we lost her again.
Can you hold on, please? We'll be right back, ma'am.
This has happened like three times.
What
now.
Did you say, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I talking to a gentleman?
This is a sir. I'll have you know. What's your name? Amerikansky.
Did I tell you that?
I spent a lot of time in Russia in college.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Did I tell you that just happened to a friend of mine on one of these service calls talking to someone?
And they thought it was one gender and it was the other?
He said, thank you, sir, after being on the phone for 20 minutes.
Thank you, sir.
And it was a woman?
Yeah. And, God. What
I'll have you know I'm a woman.
Well, I mean, you know, we all have our own voices, whatever it
may be.
That's
right.
Allie, are you back?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What is your judgment on this one? Does the guy, what do you recommend?
I say go to the doctor too, but I wonder if you take them when you don't need them, if then you start needing them eventually.
Right.
You know, maybe it's not a good habit to get into.
That's the way you'd have to talk to a professional.
Yeah.
Right.
And are they all different, right? Don't they work in different ways? Isn't one of them?
There's a million brands.
Isn't
yeah,
one of them instant, and one of them take all
30
the time.
Minutes.
Who knows?
And one that's the weekend.
Taking
and
any kind of prescription drug, you got to talk to a professional. And of course, every commercial
absolutely.
Now. I've never even taken one, but I can tell you what the commercial probably says. If you're allergic to Cialis, they all say that now.
Yeah.
If you're allergic to whatever we're talking about,
you know
don't
if you're allergic to boners, don't get a boner.
I don't know. They all have to say that. Josh is
allergic to boners.
We need the federal government to tell these drugs to stop being forced to do that, everything. If you know, to talk to a doctor, they'll read the disclaimer so we don't have to sit through them on TV constantly. But let's move on.
Do you have another letter?
Sure. Dear Allie, I'm 63 and basically a postmenopausal sex machine.
Whoa.
My live-at-home daughter, who's an adult, has a problem with that. Should I stop being so sexual and act my age like she says, or should I tell her to deal with it if she wants to continue to live under my roof?
Tell her to move out.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Deal with it. Yeah, she's allowed to do that. She's 63. Let her go. Have fun.
Although this does sound like one of those penthouse letters.
Yeah.
Where instead of the letter would go, my daughter was really upset about my lifestyle.
Until I brought Joey home.
Yes, thank you. Until I brought Joey home. And, you know, no, move
and
out.
It was the mother-daughter fantasy for Joey. Yeah.
It's her house.
Yeah.
No, I think that's
enough. Yeah, do whatever you want.
Good for her.
This is the first one I think we all agree on.
Yep.
Okay.
Except Chick, who's just sitting there like a lump.
I'd say go to a home if you're going to do that kind of thing, lady. Get out of the general population, go to a facility. I'm just saying. I don't want to see that.
Okay, Allie, before this hangs up again, let's do one more letter, Allie.
Sure. Dear Allie, I'm engaged and starting to plan a wedding for November. I didn't realize my fiancé thought my parents were going to pay for the wedding, even though they're divorced and neither of them make a lot of money. I think we should both pay for the wedding and our parents should contribute whatever they can. But he insists that the tradition is for the bride's parents to pay and they should find a way however they can.
They can't, dude. They can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate this guy.
Halsey?
Put him in a facility. He shouldn't be in the general population.
That one's true.
Tradition says you don't have sex until you're married. So if you've already boinked, then there goes all that fun stuff out the window.
Yeah. Tell him that.
Honestly.
I like that logic.
Yes.
That's right. Begin the barter system right away. That way you have that nice foundation for the rest of your lives together.
Okay. Chick weighs in.
I have a feeling this isn't going to be the first argument this couple has.
Right.
Or the last, rather. Sorry.
Right.
He can't be that stringent about anything.
He
seems unreasonable.
Or she should tell him, like, IHOP has unlimited pancakes. We can get married there if you want to.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what? He would say that's great. I don't think he cares.
So long as he's not footing the bill.
Yeah. I think Christy's right again.
Yeah. I think it's a guy thing. Yeah, just going, hey, I'm not paying for
her.
Is
there an app for eloping?
Honestly, why don't more people elope?
That would be a great business model.
The elope app?
The elope app where they can take care of it all. And
oh, I bet that's got to be out there.
Yeah, click here for how not to offend people.
Well, we know that app doesn't exist yet.
Actually, no matter what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Dear everyone, no matter what you do, someone will be unhappy.
Everybody should just wake up, go on Twitter, and just type, I'm sorry, every day.
After the type, I'm outraged about something.
Yeah.
I am outraged. Well, thanks, Allie. Have a great vacation.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Right, see you, Allie.
Good stuff, as always. Now-